Uya. Usha plamashtara basam frabasalda ro fama sarbi damastara kapri de stromata orbi. Rafina masalado ro masha pri tonto ro bochero batam prabasha. Rafina mashala re meka floro ro san frabi sendere bi camprian. Dai caprio solo frobo sandara fende le bi campriana druba taurbi kendasa. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word, Lord, as we kneel down, the three of us, Father. At the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church, as we kneel down at the throne of the Father. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would speak to us and strengthen us. Your voice would once again sound between the two cherubims. As you shook the world once more, Father, we pray that not only the world, but you will shake the heavens as well. Let your power be manifested, Father, and as you speak, let your voice come forth as rivers of living water, as a sound of many waters, a voice that breaketh the rock in pieces, a voice that moveth the mountains, a voice that makes a way through the Red Sea, a voice that pushes Jordan back, a voice that makes the Philistines and the Canaanites to tremble before thee, a voice that puts to flight the armies of the enemy, the voice of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless this worship. Speak to us, strengthen us, Father. Let us hear thy voice and not the voice of man. For in Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Romans 8 chapter verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. I am God, I am with you. Amen. Praise God. We have motorcycles that run along the highway. We have automobiles that we see on the highway. We have these huge trucks that we see on the highway. We see planes, helicopters, F-16s, and then we also see the greatest of human invention, the spaceships that run on liquid oxygen. The huge trucks and airplanes that run on jet fuel. Although the size is different, the shape is different, and the engine is different in all these automobiles, starting from motorcycles to spaceship. They're all automobiles defined by a common term. Yet, the fuel is different. We have Brother Max that works in the IT field, and he does know that you can't use a Pentium 1 to do what you could do with the Pentium 16, because a Pentium 16 is going to be a lot faster than a Pentium 1 or the ones that we bought way back in 1996. And we also know about Brother Jose, who drives the trucks, and how each truck is different, each automobile is different. With my little Honda, I cannot pull the load that the truck that Jose drives is pulling, and that's because of the diesel fuel and the engine that the truck has. When we go to work, when we walk around, when we look at other people and other people look at us, we all look the same. We look like human beings. But there is a big difference in the DNA. The DNA of people that are serving the world and the enemy is totally different from the DNA of those who are serving God. Our DNA is different from the DNA of the people of this world because of three different things. There are three different spirits. One is the spirit of Lucifer. Another one is the spirit of this world. that everybody has inherited from Adam, and another one is the Spirit of God. When you fill a balloon with helium, it wants to go up, and it pulls, the string pulls from you because the balloon wants to go up. But if you fill it with some other heavy gas, then it will want to come down. Just fill it with regular air, which is composed of a mixture of various gases, then it will try to come down, because the gas inside it cannot resist the weight of the balloon, and the Earth's gravitational force pulls it downwards. Even so, we once, before we were saved, we had the spirit of Lucifer. We had the spirit of Adam. But when we received Jesus Christ and got washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the first thing that God did is send His Holy Spirit. Many people don't understand the importance of the Holy Spirit. And I know there are many denominations. However, the Bible says that the main reason Jesus Christ died on the cross was that the blessing of the Gentiles might come on the descent, blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and shed His blood and took His blood into the Holy of Holies so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, and we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So when we have received the Holy Spirit, we are descendants of Abraham, we are true Jews, and we receive the promise of Abraham. What is the promise of Abraham? God appeared on the mountain as Abraham was about to offer Isaac in sacrifice to God, in obedience to God. And God told Abraham, because thou hast obeyed me and offered thy son, in blessing I will bless thee and multiply the seed as the stars of the sky for multitude, and in thy seed shall all the nations be blessed. And the way God applies that verse to us is in John chapter 1. As many as received Him, them He gave the power and authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. And what the Lord says to us today is, because you have heard the voice of my Son and obeyed Jesus Christ and obeyed Him, in blessing I will bless you and multiply thee and give you souls to bring into the kingdom of God as the stars of the sky for multitude. And in thy seed, in the seed of the church of the living God, and in Jesus Christ, the head of the church, shall all the nations be blessed. Everybody in this world needs to understand that it is because of the children of God that are washed by the blood and filled by the Holy Spirit and have the Spirit of Almighty God that God is still blessing this earth. And if not for them, this whole earth will be purged and burnt with fire. So we once had the spirit of Lucifer and the spirit of Adam, but now we have the Spirit of God. And the Bible tells us in the book of Corinthians, eye has not seen nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men. According to statistics of people that have been resuscitated and gone to heaven and hell and come back, they say that 99.9% go to hell and only 0.1% go to heaven. That is a sad story. God does not send anyone to hell. The 99.9% that choose hell are choosing it out of their own will and accord. while their mother, the Church of the Living God, cries out to them, they reject the voice of the mother. While their Father God, Father God Almighty, who sent Jesus Christ to die for them on the cross of Calvary and is willing to make them supernatural through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is calling them, they reject the hands of Almighty God and they receive the voice of the enemy and fall into the lake of fire. And once they fall there, there is no more hope. So we once had the spirit of Adam, the spirit of disobedience, the first Adam. But now, because we are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, like when you go for a car wash, they say different options. You know, for $2, you'll just get a good wash. For $3, you might get some waxing. But if you do the works, W-O-R-K-S, that's like $8. That'll wash the underneath of the car. That'll wash the top, the side, everything. It's the works. And then it puts wax and you come out and nobody recognizes your car because it went in dirty. It came out like a brand new car. And that's what happened to us when we accepted Jesus Christ as the Son of God and got joined into the Church of the Living God and got washed by the blood of Jesus Christ by obeying Him in the waters of baptism. We got the works and the Spirit of God came into us. Now Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. And John 14:16 says, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. So the first thing is, those who have the Spirit of God and are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And the blessing of Abraham is that anything, the whole universe, the whole world, whatever adversity, anything that comes against you will fall before you and worship you because you have the Spirit of God. Not because you and I are God, but because the Spirit of God dwells in us. And if it doesn't worship us, it'll get taught a really good lesson. I say this frequently, but I give this as an example so we'll understand what it means to have the Spirit of God. I was talking to someone about holiness and perfection through the blood of Jesus Christ, as is written in the book of Hebrews, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and being joined to the Church of Living God and being built as a body, the church. And that night I slept and I saw the devil. He came like a very old, ugly person. And I was fast asleep and he was telling me, I'm tired of you, I'm fed up of you, and I've come to kill you, and after this you won't exist. And I'm watching him, and then I awoke, but I was still half asleep. I'm watching the devil come closer and closer with anger, wanting to kill me. And I also saw a ring around me which the devil could not penetrate. But as he tried to penetrate that ring, I saw an arrow that looked like a cruise missile. That was a fiery missile of fire. It was white and bright and long. And it suddenly came out from my heart and went straight and hit the devil. And as soon as the missile hit the devil disappeared. You know, a lot of people don't understand the missile defense shield that is around us. You know, USA has invented the Patriot missile shield, and Israel has invented the Iron Dome that prevents the enemy's missiles from coming in. Sometimes they're not smart enough because it's still a computer and a mechanized device, and it fails. But the power of God, the missile defense shield around us, is totally different. Now, because we have the Spirit of God, and not the spirit of Adam, because the spirit of Adam that was in us merged with the spirit of God, which is in our spirit realm, in our most holy place, because we were designed and built and fashioned like the tabernacle in the Old Testament. Our outer body is the outer court. The soul is the inner court, where we minister unto God. And the most holy place is the place that only the high priest can enter. And that is where our high priest Jesus Christ abides, in the third dimension, in our spirit, which is the Holy of Holies, the place of worship. Now, one thing we also need to understand is that the body and the soul and the spirit, the physical dimensions, are bigger than the universe. Our body might have standard dimensions, maybe 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, weigh 230 pounds. But our spirit and our soul is bigger than the entire universe. That is why nothing in this universe that is created can satisfy us. Only God Almighty, who is bigger than the universe, who is mightier and more vast than the universe, can fill us and satisfy us. That is why the Bible says, the lust of this world, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh is not of the Father, but is of the world and the lust passeth away, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, coming back to the verse, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. You know, you sometimes give the gospel to people, you share about the heavenly things, and they think we are crazy, they think we are nuts. Why? Because their spirit is dead. Their radio is dead. Their transistor is dead. Their 3D vision goggles are broken. They cannot see the heavenly dimension. All they see is the homes on this earth. The one home is the mother's womb. The second home is our body. The third home is the house that we live in. And the fourth home is the brick wall of the place where they go to worship God on Sunday. But they forget the fifth home, that is the eternal home, because Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions, but I go there to prepare a place for you. And when I come, I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. And you know the place, and you know who is taking you there. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus is coming back to take us home. So one reason we have been given the Holy Spirit is to quicken, to resurrect our spirit. Everybody in this world is a natural person. That is why when they have troubles and problems, they buckle under the pressure, because they cannot handle it. There is no pressure inside. You'll notice that it is very easy to crush a bottle or a vessel that has nothing inside it. But if you have a bucket that is full of rock, it'll be hard to bend the bucket or to crush it. We are full of the rock, Jesus Christ. We are filled with the power of Holy Spirit. That is why there is a basic difference in the DNA of the people in this world that are natural and our DNA. And the verse goes on to say, eye has not seen nor ear has heard the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But he has revealed these things to us in the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the things of God. So we need to understand that we are not natural. We are supernatural. And because we are supernatural, God expects us to walk in the supernatural. If Jesus says, come out from the boat and walk on the water, we should not be worrying about our natural abilities. very soon God is going to start using the people in this church to the point that we will be going to places in the Spirit and doing the work of the Lord, which cannot be done in the flesh. Now, that is a secret that the Lord is going to do in the latter end. It's called the ministry of the eagle saints, and God will do all that in His own time. So we are supernatural. We are on a different wavelength. We are on a different plane. And Ephesians 2, second chapter says, we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we don't need to be concerned about the fact that the people of this world don't understand that, you know, the Democrats want to impeach Trump. The one world order, the Pope and everybody else wants to crown themselves as king and put a mark on everybody's forehead and right arm and start the one world order. You got high hopes, enemy, because the Church of the Living God, the supernatural people, the people that rule over this world and the universe, who might look feeble to you, are still on planet Earth. And we will be here as long as God, our Father and Son and Holy Ghost, wants us to be here as the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem. And we will crush you under our feet in the name of Jesus Christ, that the name of Jesus Christ will be exalted. We do not fear any religion. We do not fear any human being. We do not fear any authority, although we respect the authorities and the government that God has put in place. But the moment you stretch out your hands against Almighty God, you are in direct rebellion with the God of the universe. And we will stand against you, and you will fall before us. In the book of Esther, they went to a fortune teller. You know, Christians should never go to a fortune teller. But there were a lot of fortune tellers in the New Testament that said, this is Jesus, the Son of God. And Jesus said, be quiet. And they said, this is Paul, the servant of Almighty God. And Paul said, be quiet, come out of her. We have to go to Almighty God and get His counsel. The end of Saul happened because he did not go to the prophets of Almighty God, but went to a fortune teller to find out the will of God. And God said, are there no prophets filled by the Spirit of God in the Church of the Living God that you would go to a fortune teller? Now, the Spirit of the Lord is in us to make us supernatural and transform us and change us and quicken us, so that when the trumpet sounds, we will be taken up. I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. We have a different fuel inside us. We think different. We walk different. We pray different. We talk different. We look so puny in the eyes of men, but we talk like God. We live like God, and we walk like God, and we breathe like God, because God lives inside us. That is what gives us courage. Because the Lion of the tribe of Judah has won the victory. Because the Bible said already in the book of Genesis, you shall bruise his heel. Yes, the nails were on the feet of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. That promise was fulfilled. The serpent bruised the feet of Jesus with the nails. But the second part of the word says, it shall bruise thy head. That it is us, the Church of the Living God, that will crush the head of the enemy, that will ascend up in the Spirit and cast Satan and his angels from their heavenly abode and cast them down to this earth. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, for they allowed not their lives unto death. Now John 14:16 says, I will give you another comforter, who will empower you, who will comfort you, that he may abide with you forever. Question. That word says ever, which means eternal. Does that mean that the Holy Spirit is going to be inside us even after we get to heaven, even after we get to New Jerusalem? Yes. This tank, mortal tank, has been filled with the Holy Spirit, which is an eternal fuel. That is how we are going to live eternity, with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us, from now on, everything that happens in our life is going to be victory. It may look like defeat, it may look like the enemies are going to come around us. But remember, when Hezekiah, Jehoshaphat, when they started singing and praising the Lord, the armies fell flat and perished. We need to understand who we are. We have the Spirit of Almighty God. We have been quickened. Our mortal bodies have been quickened by the Spirit of God that dwelleth in us. What does it mean? Satan, Jews, false Jews, and the Romans tried to kill Jesus. But now they are scratching their head, because there is more Jesus than the Jesus that they killed, because our DNA was replaced with the DNA of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came into us, the DNA of the first Adam was replaced by the DNA of the second Adam. That is why we talk like God, think like God, walk like God. Ephesians 5 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk like God, live like God. We are going towards perfection. We are purifying ourselves. We are confessing our sins and cleansing ourselves by the power of the Holy Spirit. As we run this race towards the goal, like a rocket more powerful than a spaceship, fueled by the almighty fuel of the Holy Spirit, let us remember that we don't need to be worried about the background noise. Satan may scream and yell and holler. The spaceship doesn't worry about all the problems around it when it blasts off into space. We are blasting off into space by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Earth's gravitational force, the powers of darkness, have no authority over us. We need to understand who we are. We are sons and daughters of Almighty God. We are more powerful than the angels of God. We don't have to be saying, Lord, send thy angel and fix the problems on this earth. We are here. A man once prayed to Jesus and said, Lord, USA is getting bad. England and Europe is gone. The world is getting real bad. Can you do something about it? And God told to that saint, what are you doing about it? You have all the power and authority by the Holy Spirit to bind the enemy, to command the enemy to stop, and to pray and persevere that the army of God, the church of the living God, will get the victory. We don't need God to come down and fix the problems in this world. We don't need God's Spirit to come down and fix the problem in this world. He already has. He came down into us. We are representatives of Almighty God. We have the power of God. We have been quickened. Adam in the Garden of Eden was like God the Father. He had the image of God. He lost that image. He lost that DNA. And now the DNA has been restored. We may not look on the outside like Jesus, but our soul and spirit looks like Jesus. And when the trumpet sounds, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Romans 8:11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. And God the Father that raised up Christ from the dead has quickened our mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in us. And we have the blessed Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who abides with us forever. Our families might come against us. Our friends might come against us. The world might come against us. Demons might come against us. All you have to do is raise up your hand and say, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ. For in Jesus we have the victory. Thanks be to God that giveth us the victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God which always causeth us to triumph and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has won the victory. We have the victory. We have already won the victory. Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. Let's stop bothering Jesus saying, Lord, do this, do that. He's already done everything on the cross of Calvary. Now, amen, we need to move forward and possess. God told the Israelites, go forward and possess the land. They said, well, these guys are too tall and big. They weigh like 25,000 pounds. They are like 25 feet tall. They found bones that were giants that were 28 feet tall. Agag was about 28 feet tall. God said, go possess it. We need to go forward and possess it. We are the children of Almighty God. This world and the universe has not been given to the Democrats or Republicans or the Independents or Queen Elizabeth or other kings and queens. This world and the universe has been given to the sons and daughters of Almighty God. John 1, to those who received him, to them he gave the authority to become the sons of God. Even to them that are called by his name, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins by his blood and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. We are kings and priests. We are the greatest creation in the universe. We are the bride of Christ. We are sons and daughters of Almighty God. We are the royal family. And when we understand who we are, creation will run from us. The demons will flee from us. The powers of darkness will flee from us. Of course they will come and attack us. Because Jesus said to Prophet Jeremiah, they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of mine eye. We are supernatural. Let us live supernatural. Let us think supernatural. Otherwise we will never understand what God is saying. Because we cannot hear it and understand it on the worldly wavelength. What God says can be understood only at a spiritual wavelength. So let us be filled with the Spirit of God. Let us be controlled by the Spirit of God. Let us move forward by the Spirit of God. And when we are going to work, let's start speaking in tongues and rebuking the devil. That's how military commanders talk. They talk in a code which the enemy cannot understand. Let us also speak in heavenly languages. May Lord bless these words and strengthen us. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, and he does, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you, and he already has. Romans 8:11, John 14:16, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. We don't need to go to counselors. We don't need to go to anybody else. The comforter, the leader, the power of God, Almighty God, who quickens us, abides in us. It is almost like we were dying in the cemetery, we were dead. And the Spirit of God raised us up. What happened is likened to what happened in the book of Ezekiel. We were like dead bones. And God asked Prophet Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? And he said, Lord, thou knowest. And in four faces, the bones stood up. The first century Christians were like an ox laboring. There are four faces around the throne of God. The last face is a flying eagle. And that's our face. We are eagles. It's interesting that the logo of USA is an eagle. We are spiritual eagles. We fly high. We have a heavenly vision. We live up on the rocks. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. How do you renew your strength? By being filled with the Spirit of Almighty God, by speaking in tongues, by praising God, by glorifying and worshiping. They that wait upon the Lord, victory will not happen in our natural minded time. Victory will happen in God's time. Therefore, they that wait upon the Lord will not get discouraged and depressed. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let us run, let us walk, let us fly, let us abide high. For our heavenly bridegroom is coming soon. Let us keep our eyes at the right hand of the throne of God. Stephen, when he was being stoned, he had his eyes at the right hand of the throne of God. And he saw Jesus rising up. Our Lord Jesus Christ is about to descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. This world is not our home. We have been sent. We are passing through it. Our home is way beyond the blue sky and the white clouds and the stars. Our home is with Jesus in our heavenly home. No spaceship can go to that place. It is trillions of miles away. There is only one fuel that can take us, and that is the fuel of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Almighty God. And we have that fuel. We have been powered by the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.